This is Chris Whalen, CPA, and welcome to the Street Level Business Podcast. My CPA firm specializes in business and income tax matters for businesses and families and offers the full array of services you would expect from a full-service CPA firm. If you look at your screen, you will see my website and phone number, both great ways to reach me. There is also a great text version of this memo. If you're listening to this on my blog page, you will see a link above this video window that says text version. And if you're watching on YouTube, you will see a link in the description to that text version. Today's topic is partly a warning. The IRS is increasing home visits. How can you avoid them knocking on your door? You may have read in the news lately that the IRS is going to be stepping up visits to homes and businesses for taxpayers who have returns that haven't been filed and taxes that haven't been paid. Many taxpayers don't know that the IRS can invalidate your passport if your balances are too high, by the way. Of course, this is meant to be intimidating, but there are things that you can do ahead of time to mitigate the worry. First, if you have prior tax returns that you have not filed, call me on 732-673-0510. Being a delinquent filer, meaning you have not filed, is much worse than having unpaid back taxes. If you owe back taxes, it is time to get your head out of the sand and call me to set up a payment plan. Also, they have loosened the rules related to taxes being discharged in bankruptcy. If you have many prior years of balances due, this might be a great option for you, especially if your current taxable income is low. Many taxpayers are not aware that you can give a CPA, such as myself, a power of attorney using Form 2848. There is also a similar form for New Jersey and other states. This is not a sweeping and wide power of attorney that you may have heard of. It is a limited one that simply allows me to discuss your tax situation with the IRS and any state. Many of my clients have me complete these forms, then they sign them, and I file them with the IRS and the state. Then I'm listed as an official representative for you. This means that the IRS and the states need to contact me and not you directly in most situations. Having a power of attorney on file might stop them knocking on your door at 6 a.m., as they would usually need to contact me and not you after you have made me your official representative. So if a tax agent does knock on your door, immediately let them know that I am your representative and that we have filed the applicable powers of attorney. Then give them my phone number and shut your door and go back inside. The other good thing about completing a power of attorney is that any notices that you might get are also sent to my office at the same time. That's a very good feature about having a power of attorney. So to summarize, if you have unfiled prior returns, call me. If you have back taxes you have been avoiding, call me. And if you want me to have power of attorney for your peace of mind, call me. This brings us to the end of this edition of the Street Level Business Podcast. Questions, concerns, call me on 732-673-0510. Thanks for listening. I hope you found this podcast informative. Remember, the moment you have a business or tax question is the moment you should be calling me. Have a great day.